This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. We are in the final hours of early voting in Georgia's 2018 midterm election. A historic number of people have already cast their ballot, more than 1.8 million. Polls are showing the governor's race is very tight, and a third-party candidate could get enough votes to force a runoff. GPB's Stephen Fowler has been covering Georgia's election and joins me in the studio to talk about what could happen the day after the election. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Ricky.
Let's talk about what will happen for most races that are on the ballot on Tuesday.
So for most of the races, somebody gets above 50% or technically 50% plus one vote, according to state law. That person is declared the winner several days later once the counties and the Secretary of State's office certify the results. In races where there are two candidates, that's pretty much guaranteed it's either one or the other. But for some races like the Secretary of State and Public Service Commission and Governor, a third-party Libertarian candidate could split the votes enough where these tight races are happening. After Election Day, there's also some absentee and provisional ballots that still have to be counted, so not all races will officially have a winner by bedtime on November 6th.
What about those tight races? What happens next in regards to a potential runoff?
So if none of the candidates get that 50% plus one, the runoff would be Tuesday, December 4th. That's a tight turnaround for county elections officials and voters. The long, arduous process of doing things like testing the voting machines and putting the names on the ballots and mailing out absentee ballots and so on and so forth has to start all over again, which is why it's kind of longer than Election Day but shorter than several months out. There's not as much of a requirement for counties to do early voting for a runoff like there is in the general election. So Georgia's 159 counties may all have different plans for how many places are open, how many days they're open, and when they're open. So that would mean several more weeks of campaigns, of fundraising, of ads, and trying to convince people who voted the first time to come back again, or people who didn't vote at all that they really need to vote because this one counts.
And generally, far fewer voters turn out for a runoff.
Right.
So in the governor's race, there are two main scenarios that could leave Georgians not knowing who is the next governor. The race, of course, could go to a runoff. That's pretty straightforward. You just explained it. Or one candidate wins by a narrow margin. What is the process if a candidate wants to challenge a close result?
So if things weren't already interesting enough about the governor's race, this is where it gets even more interesting. State law says if a candidate loses by less than 1% of the total votes cast, then there's a possibility for a recount. That has to be filed by 2 business days after the election. There's also something that goes on called a re-canvass, where individual counties can go through and tally up all their machines and count votes again if somebody has questions about how that was done. And if the margin is outside of that 1%, a candidate could technically file a challenge to the results before the certification if there's some sort of discrepancy or evidence of some sort of major error with how the votes were tallied.
A recount because of a vote within 1%, Stephen, is not uncommon, right?
Well, it's not uncommon, but it's not common. I mean, usually most races, Georgia State House, legislature, things like that, county boards of elections, most races really aren't that close. But for the ones that are, there is legal recourse for people wondering if something's happening. And, you know, really, this is a case of every vote does count.
GPB Stephen Fowler, thank you for explaining this and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen Fowler is a reporter here at GPB covering politics. You can see our full midterm coverage online at gpbnews.org.